Hey, Garden Legends. This episode is brought to you by our mates at Dr. V, Australia's first healthy energy drink, with four refreshing drinks that boost energy, stamina, and immunity without artificial colours, flavours, and preservatives. This stuff's the duck's nuts.
In times when demand for energy is so high, Dr. V allows us to do this podcast with no jitters or crash. Visit drv.com.au and use hashtag blokes for 20% off and free shipping.
How you going, Darwin? Strike a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Robbo, mate. Good to be back. I'm well. How are you, buddy?
That's good, mate. I am well, thank you, mate. I am well. Went for a 5K run this morning, then realised I had to come home. So I went for a 5K run and a 5K walk. So I started out fresh.
Yeah, we bumped into each other a little early then.
Yeah, I was like, I'll drive home from Mullaloo this morning, and then I see someone pull into the car park. Oh, look who it is. Yep. Righto, mate. How are you?
Yep. My pleasure as always.
How was your week?
Oh, okay. My week was,
Well, did you expect a different question to start off, mate?
Busy, mate. Busy.
Flat out?
You know, the week actually went quick. Feels like we only were here on Sunday recording that second episode for the week.
Yeah, we literally were, so that's why it does feel like that. That's fine.
It does feel like it was the other day. The week's flown by. I had...
actually went quite quick, didn't it?
Yeah, I had a few responsibilities at work to...
take hold of this week,
so it's gone quick.
And then once you scrape from the bottom of the barrel.
On the backbone of this economy, I'm making a difference every day, saving the world, you know.
Give me a break.
Usual stuff. What about you?
Yeah, it did actually go really quick too.
Backbone of the wheat belt.
Oh, nearly, mate. First couple of days pretty cruisy. Went for a swim on my lunch break on Wednesday or Tuesday, I can't remember. That was pretty cruisy. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Had a 13-hour day on Thursday. I don't do long days, so that was strenuous.
Yeah.
Shifts and canola all day.
Yeah. We had a business meeting during the week.
We did. How many voice messages did we?
If you looked at our messages, scroll through and it's just voice messages. The signal isn't good. The connection isn't good via Wi-Fi. So we thought, why don't we just talk
via voice memo?
Yeah, and then no one gets interrupted.
Formal business meeting via voice memo.
In the signal dropout. So
we
had a business meeting.
That was quite good, wasn't it?
Should we do that segment, the sweet, sour, and
stretch? Yeah, so based off the Q&A that we had, I wish I remember the girl who sent this question in. Sweet, sour, and elastic band. Something that was good in the week, something that wasn't so good in the week, and something that challenged and stretched us.
Yeah, you go first.
You know, you go first, man.
We'll go back to back. So we'll go one sweet each, one sour each.
What was your sweet?
Sweet this week. Crikey.
I'll go first. Yep. I got back into the gym and started feeling better because I didn't have a very good week the week before, and that was something nice for me to shift, and we'll elaborate on that. So what was your sweet? Have you got one yet? Or do you want me to go sour?
No, I'll go sweet. I'm glad you're feeling better, mate. One of the days, I don't know which one it was, but refreshing the stock market in the morning to see green for the first time in weeks. Yep.
I will have to agree with you on that. We'll get to that. That is a crucial...
Bittersweet.
That is a very, very crucial part of our intro, our stonks chat, so we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
You're sour, mate. What didn't go so well?
Having to speak to 600 people plus on the spot, didn't know I was speaking.
Shit.
Yeah. 5 minutes were full, 40 degree day.
I just shat myself, genuinely.
It was a blur. It was a blur. Don't really remember it happening. It'll happen very quickly, but that's been gone. But it was a bit sour. I did actually...
I'm going to be honest, that probably falls under elastic band. I feel like that would have stretched
you. No, it didn't stretch me. No. I actually nailed it.
Sorry, mate. It was just sour. I shouldn't assume that ever again. I'll actually stop talking altogether.
Thanks.
My sour for the week. I didn't go to the pool as much as I'd like to, and then I really wanted to go to the pool Friday afternoon after the gym, and the pool was closed, and that actually sucked because I really planned on it, but I thought, hang on, big picture of life, is this really that bad? No, I went to the gym, I went to the pool earlier in the week, it's okay. But like, when you set your mind on things, like, I'm going to commit to that, I'm going to do that, and then a spanner gets thrown in the works.
First half of that there, I was about to rip it to shreds. Second half there, you've put it back to where it needs to be. It's a good start.
I mended the problem that I created, and it's like, it's not that big of an issue, but I did want to do that.
What stretched you this week, mate?
You go first.
I'll speak on behalf of us. I reckon we have been so stretched this week of trying to find time and energy to put together a plan for the next few weeks across the Christmas and New Year break.
Yep.
That's stretched us. It's not sour at all.
No.
But it has been a bit of a challenge.
To try and work that out when we need a...
As we always say, big big things coming.
There's so many big things coming, but we need to fucking start ticking some off.
Yeah.
There is fucking big things coming, but the new year could be ginormous for Bloke to Bloke.
I think it'll be ginormous one way or another. But I think
it'll either plummet to the ground or skyrocket.
But as we always say, mate, we don't live nearby. We do work full time, so we are trying to find time together to chat about things and put them in place.
It'd be a lot easier
if one of us just, if this was a single man podcast, you just make the decisions and go. But between the two of us, we put our...
No worries, man. I'll quit. It's all yours. I mean, Bloke.
We put the minds together.
Bloke, and Josh Brown.
Brown to Brown. But you know what I mean? We put two minds together, right? And we want the best outcome. So that does take time and effort.
We're kind of at our quota of what we can do with the time that we have, but we're still trying to manage around that.
Your stretch, or you want to just...
No, I completely agree with that stretch.
Okay, that was not coordinated, but worked out really
sometimes well. Sometimes we get things that fly on this podcast.
That's why it's Bloke to Bloke.
Next, mate. This is actually really good.
If you bought TMB...
I'm actually smiling reading this word.
Stonks.
Yeah.
If you bought TMB, we did say it's not financial advice.
Never, ever.
It's a great long-term pick. Short-term, sorry.
If you plan on buying it and dishing it off 2 weeks later, I hope you didn't.
If you got sucked into the lake hype, we were just testing you because we say do your own research.
What was it, like $1.20?
Yeah.
Down to 80 cents.
Oh, we did say the correction was coming.
There's a big correction across the board.
Did you buy anything this week?
No. Yeah, no, you did.
Yeah.
Good job, mate.
Thanks. I just wondering if you bought anything.
I genuinely didn't look at my portfolio for 2.5 weeks because I knew it was red and I knew it wouldn't feel good. I don't know how I stopped myself from looking, but I didn't. Checked it during the week. I was like, oh, green.
Yeah. In all seriousness, though, if you are one of the few small amount of people that do listen to us about stocks and have a portfolio and you're stressed about, like you are, Robbo, stressed about the situation at the moment, every single stock's probably down. It's that time of year, as we said last week.
Yeah.
This is where you need to double down and load up, invest.
If you've got the money.
If you can, not financial advice, but don't stress. It'll be okay. Zoom out.
Look at the big graph.
Look at the big picture.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Just a dip. Yep. Just a correction.
It'll be okay.
Next topic, mate. Well, actually, on Thursday at Mora, I was working outloading. And I had to go to the shop at like 5:30 and then go back to work before the shop shut.
I don't know why we're giving this the time of day.
I bought my tea and I saw some fruit mince pies. Absolutely. I fucking love fruit mince pies. Christmas fruit mince pies.
Absolutely disgusting.
So many people hate them. I bought a 6-pack.
They're disgusting.
Four of them were gone by the time I got back to Mora site, which is about 4 minutes away.
There's probably people listening to this on the freeway pulling over to be sick. I'm so sorry.
I know it's the minority that enjoy a good fruit mince pie.
Why don't we poll it? During the week.
Yeah, fruit mince pies, Y/N.
Yes,
I know it's going to be no. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're all sheep.
It's okay to be different, mate.
Thanks, mate.
And a freak. Song of the week.
No worries, mate. Bloke to Brown. Brown to Brown, sorry. Your song of the week, mate. Something you haven't done.
Yeah, well.
Or just do what you haven't done before.
A song you showed me. Ether. By Zed's.
Zed's Dead, I think.
Yeah. Don't listen to this at any other stage until I got to a point where I had to. I physically had to listen to this song. I was running. I got to the last rep of a few sets of some efforts, and oh my gosh,
I put it in the gym when I'm like when I've got like last set coming up where I'm like, oh, I've got to shift very some serious steel right now.
If you were down at my local park, I apologise. There's this random guy running circles shouting. I was like, go. Don't stop. Push. Because I was like barely moving.
I can't play it, can I?
I was like trudging.
We're going to get done if I play it.
Nah, don't play it.
Ether. Zed's Dead. Z-E-D-S Dead.
I had it so loud. Yeah. I had it so loud in my ear and I'm just like, I'm shouting, but I can't hear myself shouting that much. I'm just God. And yeah.
So if you like that hectic, heavy music in the gym, Ether, Zed's Dead, Death Pack. You probably know it.
If you're on your last legs,
and you need to
run, and you need to push yourself through. Go
it's
for
hot.
It. Yep, beauty.
My song of the week is actually an old song by Disclosure, Boss Radio Edit. If you're a Disclosure type person, EDM type person, Boss Radio Edit is a fucking sick song by Disclosure.
Yeah.
Plans over the Christmas break. What are you doing? This is a long intro. We love a long intro.
Before we go to thought of the week, we thought it was
all about you, isn't it?
Appropriate heading into the Christmas and New Year period to wish everyone
a happy, healthy, safe
just break period, holiday period,
Christmas period,
New Year, whenever you're finishing up with work or uni, some people are already on break, because we're looking forward to this break, aren't we? We're both going to get a little bit of time off work.
Fucking need it.
It's going to be great for us as people, but also for the podcast.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, as we're looking forward to getting a bit of a break and putting some energy into the podcast, we hope you do
everyone
too.
Else can, and just disconnect from things that are so busy in your life at the moment.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to go down to Albany on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And just, I'll see a bit of family in the morning. It's like, no, that's what I want to do for Christmas. It's my relaxing part of the year. Yeah. This is what I want to do to switch off and relax. So this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do what you want to do to make you happy over the Christmas break. Don't just do everything to please everyone and see everyone.
Yeah.
Make sure you have some time for yourself.
Well, I've got a lot going on over the break.
Yeah.
When I say a lot, I mean like family things, events.
Yeah.
But I also feel like a lot of that is things I want to do, and
yeah,
there are forms of relaxing. It'll be my birthday during that period.
It will be, mate.
I want to do Christmas in New York one day.
Let's do it next year. Let's do it this year.
Okay. Thought of the week.
Thought of the week. I actually wrote this as all the thoughts I have that come to my mind. So many of them aren't even used for thought of the week. I just have thoughts and punch them into my message and send it myself. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I read this for yonks. I've come across this quite a few times. I don't know if it's exactly quoted like this, but this is how I wrote it and how I easily interpreted it.
Not the forklift version, is it?
Actually, shut up, man.
Okay. Robert or Robert.
Shut up! So the thought of the week that I had, givers need to learn their limits because takers don't have any. And I think all of us can go fucking oath.
Yeah.
Whether you're a giver, very, very few people will admit they're takers.
Yeah.
I will admit that I have been, I am at times. And it's difficult. I won't say I'm one completely. I do give a lot to certain people.
Yeah.
And then you do need to recognise those people that just take and don't give back. And it's fucking hard to give all this energy and effort to people and you don't get it back. And you get burnt out. They don't take you for granted. You feel more shit. And it's difficult when you're a giver because you just want to keep giving even if they don't give back.
I was going to say, it's hard to be someone that's just giving, giving, giving without getting anything back.
Which is why you need to learn your limits, because givers don't genuine. I will be honest, I'm not a fucking straight up give person.
Of course not.
Parts of me is, definitely. But people that just give need to learn limits to protect themselves and prioritise themselves.
I feel like the optimal balance would be a giver, but also be a taker.
I think you need to take.
But if the world gives and the world takes, it goes around in circles like that, it'll be
a
nice rosy place.
You need to take things and taking appreciation from people or taking nice gestures and taking things because you feel better, they feel better, and you may be more energized again to keep giving. So
absolutely,
givers need to learn their limits because takers don't have any. So don't burn yourself out giving to people that don't appreciate what you're giving.
Yep.
Next one, mate. We have SOTW for Song of the Week. We have TOTW for Thought of the Week. We now have BOTW for this week's special episode. Brownie, who's your bloke of the week?
The inaugural bloke of the week is Travis Head from the Australian cricket team for outscoring the England cricket team on during the first game of the Ashes.
As good as Stark's first delivery was.
Yeah, he didn't bowl very well.
Bloke of the week is warranted.
Travis Head, thank you.
Absolute legend.
He actually is a big fan of the show.
It's pending that answer.
We'll have to get him the award and, you know,
inaugural episode.
All the good stuff. All right, this topic. This is a real good one.
It is actually. We've started on a light note. We'll like most things. We can have it lighthearted, even though it's such a serious topic. So
I reckon this is a good balance between serious and lighthearted. We're going to find
you
a good balance here.
Sometimes you just can't approach everything serious, even if it might be what the serious topic
might
be like today.
I've been guilty of that. I would say you probably have as well at times.
Fucking oath.
Just in life in general.
Yeah. And it's like, don't be so hard on yourself and so serious about yourself.
Yeah.
So this episode, I presume you would have read the title before you clicked on the episode. If you haven't, I don't know what we're going to title it yet, but we've written topic, getting out of a rough patch or a rut.
Yeah, so you're stuck in a rut.
You're stuck in a shit period of time. You're
having a rough time.
Your last couple of weeks, last week, last few days.
Yeah.
You're out of it. You're not your usual self.
Yeah.
So we're going to shine a little bit of light in six points on getting yourself out of a rut or rough patch.
Yeah. Okay. Recent experience, as we always start with.
Brown.
Well, you want me to go first?
Oh, you can go first if you want, or I can go first.
No, I reckon we'll go with you first.
I'll go first. Yep. So, 2 weeks ago, I had a really, really average week.
Yeah.
I wasn't eating right. I didn't go to the gym at all. Didn't run, didn't nothing. I actually lost a fairly significant amount of weight. I dropped a belt buckle, a belt notch, and I was actually pretty average. And I'd been saying to a lot of people, my candle's going to burn out soon. My candle's going to burn out soon. I kept saying that, and I didn't actually realize. My candle had fucking burnt out.
That's not good.
No, and that week was very, very average for me. I would snack here and there all day, wouldn't eat breakfast, wouldn't eat lunch. Sometimes I didn't eat till like 3:30 and it was a fucking box of shapes.
That's not good.
I'd found myself in a really bad rough patch and rut.
Yeah.
I talked to a few people about it, had some phone calls with some people and just let it out. I didn't want a resolution in it. I just talked about it.
Yeah.
And I think that was a key part of, even though I knew I needed to eat better, I knew going for a walk in the morning made me feel
better.
It's
easier said than done, isn't it?
And hearing someone else say it that you trust and you go to, reiterate that back to you, it does really help the situation, even though it's like, I already know this, but I don't feel like doing it. Having someone say it to you can be that kick up the ass that you might need to find yourself getting back into your mojo.
Let's discuss it a little bit, let's go into a bit more depth. Obviously that happened and you rocked up to Perth Friday night.
Yeah.
What happened Friday night?
What did actually happen? Yeah. I actually don't remember.
We went out drinking.
Oh yeah, no.
Okay, so like no. It's obviously lighthearted, but the serious side of it is we went out, we had a few drinks,
The night was good.
It was fine. But the next day I'm guessing you felt
worse. One of my worst hangover the worst hangover blues I've had.
Yeah.
And but
it's not a coincidence though.
It wasn't just because of the hangover.
No.
It was that whole week and then getting pissed and then it just boom, that Saturday I was just
taking like that context but you out of it. Let's say it's anyone else that does that, right?
Yeah.
You come on Saturday or Sunday or whatever day it was to do the podcast. So let's just say your work, if we call it work for now.
Yep.
And the energy you put into it's just not the same. It's doom and gloom.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Like it's not a coincidence if you have a rough week, you go out drinking, have bad diet, then you come and try and put some time and energy into something that you really want to perform or do well in or you know.
Yeah.
And it didn't go to plan.
Yeah.
I think that's a real good point to recognise.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
So, like, it's all very simple in hindsight, but I don't think we or you probably realised at the time that it's not a coincidence that you rock up on Saturday and it's shit.
Yeah.
To be honest, it was like, shit.
The hangover itself was fine. I didn't have a typical bad hangover. It was just that little... Not enough sleep, and it just tipped me over the edge, and it's kind of a wake up.
So you were stuck in a rut.
I was stuck in a fucking bad rut.
And far out. We're going to go through the points that these all got you out of it.
Yeah. So I'll say what I just did quickly, then we'll go through it. I had phone calls and stuff with people, and it's just like, that Monday, I just started eating better, went to the shop. I didn't want to eat better. I was in this rut. I didn't want to be motivated. I didn't want to put good food in my body. And this is what happens when you get into these rough shit patches. Yep. Like you're so unmotivated that you don't want to do things that you know will make you feel good.
Yeah.
It's a really difficult one
to
try.
Negativity. You're just negative.
Yeah. You are. And it's, again, voicing it and telling people about it. Even though I wasn't looking for a solution in voicing it, the solution came. And then that Monday, like, bought loads of veggies, just knocked back shitloads of spinach, chicken, carrot, all that shit, just avocado.
Even on the Saturday, you just went home and had a massive nap.
Yeah, I was spent. Yeah. Usually I'm in the gym every morning. This week, I've acknowledged that I'm not going to get back into my double sessions morning and afternoon after a week like that, and I just acknowledged that.
Small
didn't
changes,
go to the gym
mate.
In the morning and just focus on gym in the afternoon, and so hopefully next week I'll be back into gym in the morning as well. But
fantastic.
So, yeah, that was my recent experience.
I won't unveil the points we're going to talk about, but just from that explanation there, I can see all those points that we're going to discuss in that situation.
Yeah. So you don't have to give an experience if you don't. I've just pretty much got it.
I just don't have anything recent, but generally, as everyone, you do get stuck in a rough patch. It doesn't have to be something that's like, you could get stuck in a rough patch with just your training, for example.
Yeah.
For me, I find myself sometimes stuck in a rough patch or a rut, like yourself, just burnt out.
Yeah.
Too many things on my plate, trying to juggle. I've said before, I juggle too many things, which just leads you to doing less. Like, it's counterproductive. You try and do more, you're doing less.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like just getting really tired, really flat, grumpy.
Yeah.
I stop training as much or putting as much effort into it.
Yeah.
I take it out on people that I shouldn't take it out on. So just for example, like productivity at work's low. So I do the same things as you, you know.
I think it's pretty common for people to go through these things. The severity obviously changes between person to person. But yeah, hopefully with these next pointers we can...
Before we start, I think really important point is that, as you said, it's actually so much easier said than done to get yourself up and out of it.
Yeah.
You know how you said, oh, I knew I should have eaten better, but I just didn't want to?
Yeah.
Like, for example, right, for everyone, they know they should go out and go for a walk or... Yeah. But they just, like, you just don't.
You're stuck in this like negative mind frame.
Stuck's a really good word. Like, you're stuck. Yeah. You can't change it. You can't get out of it.
And I can appreciate it. And I say all these things in the podcast. I make these TikToks, whatever, whatnot, to try to help people. It happens to us. I need to listen to my own advice sometimes. Why think negative about this? What's that going to help with? Fucking nothing, Nick. So why think negative?
We had a bit of a lighthearted joke, didn't we, last weekend on the Saturday after a shit episode. I sort of said to you, well, you've said it to me before, but I said it to you. I said, Robbo, mate, come on, mate. Take your own medicine for a second.
You actually say it to me frequently now.
Just take your own medicine.
And I do.
I remember saying to you, take your own medicine, forget about today, go have a nap, rest up, relax. And to be honest, you were like, yeah, like, good point.
It was like a 4.5 hour nap. Like, yeah, I don't nap, and it's like, I was spent.
It's just, you know, sometimes when you're not stuck in a rough patch, you hear this stuff, or you can look back and go like, oh, like, I don't know what you mean. Like, just do something. Or you could look back and go, why didn't I do
it? It's just so easy. Eat better.
Why didn't I just, like, instead of having McDonald's, I should have just made up something. But it's not as easy as said than done.
Fuck no. And so, when I say these things and we do these things, I don't say that I do everything perfect or we do everything perfect.
Absolutely.
I try to help other people, and then sometimes it comes back around and it's like, fuck, need to take my own advice. Yep. And I'm no fucking angel that does everything I say perfect. Absolutely. I can acknowledge that. But
that's why we're here.
That's why we're here, mate. So number one point we've got on the board there, Brownie, is recognise.
Might be the hardest one, I reckon, mate.
I think they're all quite difficult. Sorry, we had a laugh off camera about that. Number one is recognise that you're in the rut.
Yeah, they're all difficult, but I do think this is hard. Some people, you know, go day by day by day, the same things happening, feeling down, unmotivated. Without actually recognizing what it is. It's not normal. You've got to accept it and admit it to yourself.
Yeah, so recognizing is the accepting and admitting.
Yeah.
Which, as you said, can be the most difficult part. And I think for me, it was telling people, my candle's going to burn out soon. My candle's going to burn out soon. I didn't actually accept and admit my candle had burnt out. I was flat. I didn't have anything left to give. And so for me, that was accepting and admitting, fuck, I need to stop saying it's going to happen and go, this is now the situation that I'm in. I need to recognize this.
So there are some signs, obviously, to help you recognize what's going on.
Yeah.
To start the exception.
Of the situation.
So if every day, like I said before, is seeming the same, you're just going day by day by day.
Yeah.
Nothing's really happening and you're just trying to get by. Probably a sign that you're stuck in a rut.
Yeah, every day can be the same being good. I can acknowledge that. Go to the gym in the morning, go to work.
That's a routine. That's
routine. But if every day is bleak,
you're literally going day by day by day trying to survive, you're unmotivated, there's no satisfaction, nothing fulfilling, you're just getting through.
You're doing nothing for yourself. You're just going to work.
You wake up in the morning and all you're looking forward to is going to sleep. Like, just that kind of negative.
Yeah.
Attitude, like, that is you, like, you are stuck in a rut.
And that's not going to talk down on people that are like this, because there's no one to be like. It does happen, and this is just part of your recognizing stage of getting out of your rough patch.
Well, for you, your candle's burnt, you know, you were probably just trying to get by. Every day was starting to become a little bit, you know?
It did get to the point. I'm just trying to keep my head afloat every day and wasn't even going to the gym.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark here and say you were probably losing a bit of motivation.
Fucking oath I was.
I felt
unfulfilled, unmotivated.
Number one, recognize it. You're stuck in a rut.
You cannot get out of the rut if you can't admit you're in the rut.
You can't get from stage one to two without completing stage one.
Or the three, four, five, or the six.
You can't do, yeah. What is
you,
it, crawl
you before can't, you run? You can't do the next step if you haven't done the first
step. Walk before you run.
And Rome wasn't built, or we stuffed that one up.
Rome wasn't built in a day, something like that. Number two, Robbo.
Number two, Brownie, is identifying the tomato sauce.
Identify the sources of your problems.
I spelt sauce, no.
Yeah.
Is that the right spelling of sauce?
Yeah,
no, sauce. No, S-O-U-R-C-E is the right sauce. Yeah, I spelled it sauce, S-O-U-C.
Identify the sources of your problems.
Yes. And that might be barbecue or tomato.
You're an idiot. Reflect on what's happening. And a good one that you always like to say is put it...
I say this frequently. This was a big part of what I did when I was in my, 2018 rut.
I thought you were going to say when you're 28.
Shit situation that I was in.
Yeah.
And I got this whiteboard that we've actually written on right now, and I just wrote everything on it everywhere that is in my mind. Pen to paper, declots your brain, and you need to be honest in what you're putting down. Absolutely. Don't hide something in the back of your mind that you don't want to admit to yourself and write down or say or tell someone. You're not going to help your situation one bit if you aren't honest in yourself. So you need to identify the source, and it could be anything. It could be things you don't think it is. So you need to be really honest in yourself and the thoughts you're going through to try and find this source of the problem that's brought you in this rough patch.
You'll be surprised what putting it on paper does for you by taking it out of your head and putting it on paper.
Yep.
Something that seems so complicated, or you know, you're overthinking too much. We did it in the overthinking episode, didn't we? You just put it down, and all of a sudden you're like, actually, wait, you know, like what am I worrying
this
about?
This fucking mayhem in my brain, which is clouds and squiggly lines and thoughts bouncing back and forth
the
everywhere.
A complex place.
It's a fucking hectic place to be. Get that fucking fuzz out of there. Put it on paper. It can be neat. It can be scattered. Just out of your brain onto paper, and you'll be surprised at the almost relief. It's like going to the physio and getting a fucking knot released out of your back.
Something similar as well is like sometimes when you've got all this things going on in your head, and you tell someone, and as you're saying it, you're kind of like, oh,
yeah,
that sounds silly, or oh, what am I worrying about? Oh, actually, you know what? Yeah, did you get what I'm saying? Like that kind of.
Yeah, and identify. You may not do pen and paper. You might call someone and just spill your stuff out, and they can go bang.
Exactly.
I can see clear as day because I'm not living in your head, and it's not cloudy. That this is definitely the problem you've got. You need to address this problem.
Absolutely.
So identifying the source once you recognise you've got the issue.
You've recognised it. You've identified the issues.
Yeah.
The sources of your problems.
Yeah, you've been honest. It's so important to be honest in yourself.
What do you do next?
You make small changes.
You got to make small changes. Keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate things.
You can't go, okay.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Rome wasn't built in a day. We said it so many times. You can't make these big leaps and bounds in a day. You can't change from where you are now in this rough patch to being, by the afternoon, everything perfect in schmicko and tidy, and I'm going to do a marathon tomorrow.
It is related, but it's sort of unrelated. How many people suffer from those like crash diets, like going from 0 to 100? Yep. Or like, you know what, I haven't been exercising at all for the last year, but I'm going to train 2 times a day.
You can't
stick to it.
Yeah, and that's been me. I love to go to the gym in the morning and the afternoon.
Exactly.
I can't do both from doing nothing.
No.
I need to make the small changes of gym in the afternoon, maybe a swim or a dip in the morning for 10 minutes, something.
But people go from like eating like 5,000 calories a day, like takeaway, all this stuff, and they go, you know what, I'm not having any carbs, I'm not drinking again.
Zero carbohydrates.
You just can't do it. Let's bring it even to a more simple scenario. We talked about money. Just cutting out the small, tiny thing like the Netflix subscription or one coffee.
Yeah.
Start with, you know, your Friday coffee or something. You know, it's small.
You can't
small,
cut out all small. Your entertainment to then save money. All it comes down to there is balance and how fucking important finding that middle ground and that balance is.
To bring it back, you're stuck in a rut. You know what's happening. You have to just start small.
Yeah,
and keep it really simple.
That can be identifying what may have stopped or changed before you got in the rut.
All right, let's just say you got to look at your diet. If you're drinking that shitty Red Bull, you know, to keep yourself up, nah, get yourself a Dr. V.
Genuinely.
Get yourself a Dr. V. How many have you been having the last week?
Oh, I've next so many. I'm actually out again.
I'm out, mate. 100%
natural. Yeah.
Not a surprise.
And that applies to everything you're going to put in your body. If you're going to put processed shit, this, that, and the other crap in your body, you're going to feel like shit. You literally run off what you put in your body. You operate based off what you put in your mouth.
Absolutely.
And that's a no-brainer. What you're going to feel like is based off what you're going to eat and drink.
But don't you think that small change, like I said, like between, for example, like Red Bull and Dr. V, could be the difference between like getting out of a sluggish mood, and then because you're not in a sluggish mood, then you can do this better.
Yeah.
And that, it all correlates.
And all that is a small change. Yep. You're already buying the Red Bull, you're paying for it, you buy the Dr. V. You're already buying the, I don't know, another fucking example of that. Yeah. I can't think of the top of my
hashtag
mind.
Bloke, 20% off and free shipping.
Should love throwing that in, don't you?
You do, of course.
So diet is so fucking important.
Go back to your Saturday as well, another example. What did you do? 4 hours of?
Sleeping.
Yeah. Get an extra hour of sleep. Is that the difference?
Yeah.
That small, yeah. 1 hour extra.
The sleeping could be the biggest problem that you have, and you might identify that as the source, and that could be the solution to your problem. I don't know. It's obviously going to be different for everyone, but sleep is so important. I mean, we could roll off
some examples. Fresh air, go for a walk, go exercise, go to the gym, get an extra hour of sleep, fix your diet, stop drinking alcohol, stop smoking cigarettes, stop doing drugs. We can just roll them off.
There is so many, but and that's...
You can't do all of them at once. You can't change everything we've listed.
No.
All in one day.
You'll then burn out again and
you'll be the same
turn spot. Back into a bigger rut.
It's, you know, like another, it's just so many examples. Another example, when we did the morning routine, I'm not going to get up 2 hours earlier. I'm not going to say, oh, Robert, you know what? Now, because I want to fix my morning routine, I'm going to start 2 hours earlier. It was like 15 minutes and then another 15 minutes 2 weeks later, you know. And then,
yeah, it's a half
small,
hour. Yeah.
Small changes.
100%.
Number four is so important. Go on.
Celebrate your small wins.
Small changes. But small wins.
Don't underestimate the achievements that you've made, the progress that you've made. Don't undermine that. Fucking oath. If you were in a fucking rough patch and you can get up in the morning and go for a 10-minute walk when you haven't been able to do that for weeks, give yourself a fucking pat on the back.
I'm going to go with an example here. It's come to my head. And then it's not related to your mental health, but it'll make sense, right? I did a half marathon with some mates.
Yep.
We started literally from scratch. Like, we're talking the first run we ever did.
Kilometer zero.
We did like 2Ks. The first ever run we did, and we couldn't walk for like 2 days, right? Really bad, like real, start small, right? Yeah.
Speaking of running, man, I went a fucking fly this morning.
You did. But then we celebrated getting to 4Ks.
Yeah.
We made a big deal out of it. Like, we did a 4K run, we went and had a barbecue and stuff. The next one we did 8K, like high fives, and then going, we did our first 10K, everyone was getting around it, had a feed afterwards. Did a 12K, did a 15K, made a big deal. Small wins along the way got to the ultimate goal when we did the half marathon, right?
And yeah, and you didn't... go, oh, I can do better than that this week. Oh, it's only 2K. They did 4K way quicker than that. You need to celebrate the race that you're running.
So what did we do? We made small changes.
No pun intended.
We made small changes.
Yeah.
But we also celebrated the small wins.
Yep.
No different here if you're stuck in a rut. You make that one small change, you must at least acknowledge it. You don't have to celebrate it. We think you should. But you can just acknowledge what you're doing.
Your celebration could be fucking bit of self-talk. I actually self-talk quite frequently.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
I went to the beach last night and no one's around. No one hears your self-talk. And it's just words of encouragement of like, yeah, fucking oath, you're doing really well. Shit, yeah. And that's celebrating your small wins and your progress.
I reckon if you speak positively to yourself, your mood might just lift a bit.
I can guarantee you right now from personal experience, genuinely speaking positive to yourself makes you feel
better. Just look how far you've come from recognizing it. You've then made a small win by recognizing and identifying the issue. You made another small win by making a change, and now you're celebrating it.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Shit, yeah. That's a lot of happy mood things.
That's all positivity.
And it's the more happy mood things you've got, the happier you're going to feel.
Celebrate with a vodka Dr. V. Number five.
Not financial advice. Number five. You go, mate. I took the last one. If you want.
Okay. This is a bit more of like a... more of a serious one.
This tames it down a bit from fucking the celebration.
All of this stuff, you have to approach it realistically.
Yep.
You can't blame other things that are happening
We talk about this. We've talked about this quite a few times across a few different podcasts. You can't blame and point the finger at everyone else and everything else in your life. You're not going to find the resolution to your problem pointing the finger. You control what you can control in your life. You control the variables that you are associated with and a part of and have control over. You don't stress over variables you can't control over and control the ones you can.
Well, most of the time, you can't change.
Sorry, I shouldn't say I don't like being... I feel like don't's a harsh word. Try not to stress over variables. I know it's so much easier said than done. Try not to stress about variables that you have no control over.
But most of the time, you can't change anything except yourself.
Yep.
That's the main... Number one thing you can control.
Yourself. Fucking oath.
Your actions, your mood, the way you do things, the way you recognize, the way you identify, the way you make changes, the way you celebrate changes. It's all you. Yeah.
And the more you worry about yourself and these things, the less Absolutely. Other variables bother you as much.
Yeah.
It's you kick your goals, you tick your boxes for things you've done. You don't really care so much about that variable that you now can't control that you used to really care about.
Yeah.
And that's just realistic of focus on what you can control. Don't blame other people and other things. Sorry, I said don't again. Try not to blame other people and other things for situations in your life.
Another point about thinking realistically, and it does go back to the small changes a bit, is that you can't just cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Yep.
You can't just, you know, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get out of this. Hope, cross your fingers.
Something's going to happen. Something's going to...
Waiting things to magically improve.
I'll sit in the corner, cross my fingers, and everything's going to be better one day.
It doesn't work like that.
It does. It might, one in a million.
A great word that we always use is perspective. You've got to think from a realistic perspective here.
I might get that tattooed on me. My forehead.
Ignore everything else sort of happening around you for a second. Think realistically and consider, you know, what have you been doing or what can you do?
Yep.
That's... cause this rut and how you're going
to
get out of
that, it. That small change, that identifying what the source was.
I reckon bloke to bloke's number one word is perspective. And it all comes...
number one health and fitness podcast the other week. It definitely isn't now, but...
It all comes back to upstairs, your mindset. It's everything that we talk about is about taking the perspective and your mindset.
Whatever you say, the perspective episode, literally perspective is how you see the world. That is literally... your perspective is how you interpret absolutely everything that your eyes and ears absorb. And it's so fucking important to have the correct or work towards having the correct or better perspective in a situation. Like, it's so underrated how important your perspective is.
And another quote about thinking realistically and coming back to all of this is, nothing changes if nothing changes.
I've actually heard that one before, mate. Is it?
Yeah, we love that one.
That wasn't quote of the week the other week, was it?
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah. And it is that simple.
You are going to be stuck in a rut for the rest of your life if you do not change something.
You sit in that corner with your fingers crossed. You're going to sit in that corner with your fingers crossed quite a fucking long time if you don't make a change that you need to make to see a change in what's happening.
Absolutely.
And I think that sums up those 5 points quite well. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Recognize. Nothing's going to change if you don't admit and recognize. Nothing's going to change if you don't identify the source. Nothing's going to change if you don't start making small changes and implementing change in your day-to-day life to try and make yourself feel better. And now I think the last one, which is actually really, really important.
Okay.
And this is actually really important.
It's not really point six, is it?
It's actually number 200 I've written. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 200 series. I want to buy one soon.
This point is like as serious as we're going to get. And it's something that must be acknowledged when you talk about all these things. And I think we try and acknowledge these kind of things in all areas that we talk about. You want to say it?
I'll say it. Seems like it's up my alley. It may be more than just a rut or rough patch which you're in right now.
Yeah, this is something that cannot be ignored.
Yeah, you might need to recognize that this patch isn't getting solved. You're not getting out of it. You're not seeing a breakthrough. You're not seeing changes, even though you're making small changes. Or you literally, and I understand, I can say all I want to do these things, but I understand that sometimes it just isn't possible within yourself to recognize, identify, make small changes.
It's bloody easy for us to sit here and say, just recognize and identify and make small changes. Yep. But it does happen that people make they take these tips and they make those changes and you fall back into it and it doesn't work. And that's because you're probably...
It's part of a bigger picture beyond what we've discussed in this episode.
Yeah.
And I think...
So what are you alluding to? We might as well just speak about it.
When that happens, it's... You're in too deep into the rut to self-manage.
Yeah.
And that's when you go to external help.
Yeah.
You talk to people. You seek advice from your friends and family first, wherever it might be. Then you seek professional advice. You go to the next stage.
Yeah.
When you've been in the rut too long and you haven't done all these things to Recognize, identify, make small changes, celebrate wins, approach it realistically, or anything else that we haven't discussed. If you have ignored, if you've actually ignored step one, recognize, for far too long, you'll be in this rut or patch too deep to get out of it yourself and self-manage.
Couple of questions / points. First of all, have you been in something that's probably more than a rut?
Yes.
And you did what?
Seeked external help.
So for me, it sounds like you might have thought, or it could have been that you were in a rut, but you probably had a more serious mental health issue or something like that, right? Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
And that's, it just comes down to point one. I didn't recognize, accept, and admit I was this way.
And secondly, I was going to ask you as well, do you think that if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and they don't work, that's probably a sign that you need to get some more professional help?
Yeah.
Because this is not, the things that we're saying here, like we say every week, are not groundbreaking things, right? And they're easier said than done, I know that. But if you're doing them and it doesn't work, because I think they're such simple things that will make, they will. For me, if I got stuck in a rut and I did that, I know, like myself, that that will get me out of it.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't get you out of it,
there's a deeper underlying issue that needs external help.
Yeah.
And there is fucking nothing wrong with that. You've just slightly avoided this situation that is now a bit bigger than it was originally.
Yeah.
Now you needed to go a little bit further than just implementing a few things to find the help you need to get yourself out of this situation.
I just wanted to highlight the fact, and I knew your answer, I wanted to highlight the fact that even you has been in a rut and you've done those things, you've got out of it, but you've also been in a rut that wasn't a rut. It was a sign that there was something more than a rut or a rough patch.
Yeah.
And then you took that step of seeking help.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make it clear that you've done both.
I have. And actually on this, I've been in this rut the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I implemented these things, made these changes. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm still heavily considering seeing my site before Christmas. I felt like shit. I've done these things. There's nothing stopping me. I don't want to fall back into this again sooner than I need to and have to implement these things and do this stuff. I've got some shit to talk about. I need to talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
He fucking explains things well. I feel good after.
Nice.
So even though I may have found sunshine at the end of this rough patch, there's still no harm in me seeking, which I want to do, some external help to help me manage this.
Absolutely. I just wanted to make that super clear. I just wanted to make it super, super clear that, one, we're not just saying these things with zero experience. You have the experience of not being in a rut. It was more than.
Yeah.
But also the fact that there's absolutely nothing wrong, as we always say, external help.
Fuck no.
From whether that's family, friends, psych, doctor, whatever it is, right?
Shit, yeah.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. And the last little point we've got there is don't be hard on yourself.
No.
This is something my whole life, I've fucking always been.
Yeah.
Which is actually why I don't really play much sport these days.
Yeah.
Just in general, I'm so hard on myself, and that's part of me recognizing and managing.
Yeah.
I don't fucking play sport.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy more social sides of it. I can't do it competitive. I'm so hard on myself. And this can also reflect into these things. Fuck, I wish I could have recognized it earlier. Why the fuck am I like this now? Fuck me, why'd I do this? Don't be hard on yourself. To have recognized this, whether it be after 1 week or 5 years, is an achievement.
Yeah.
Is a pat on the back, is a step to being better and feeling better.
Yeah.
So do your best to not be hard on yourself in these situations. You're not going to feel better being hard on yourself. It's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, really important that you keep that in your mind.
Fantastic, mate. Exceptional point.
Thanks, mate.
It's very important. Let's wrap it up. I'll summarise them.
Okay,
just five words. Getting yourself out of a rough patch or a rut. Number one. Recognize the situation.
Yep.
Admit, accept, right? Number two, identify the sources.
Yep.
So, you know, reflect on what's happening, pen to paper. Number three, make small changes. Keep it simple. You know, identify the issues, implement them. Diet, sleep, gym.
Yep.
Work, Dr. V, etc. Celebrate your small wins, number four.
I think this is actually underrated.
Yep. Be proud of yourself. Progress.
Fucking oath. Be proud of yourself. Yeah, as I've said, you run your own race.
That's what you said.
Run your own race. Yep. It's, they might be doing leaps and bounds better than, sorry, I shouldn't say better. in hindsight of what seems like might be better in the big picture, yep. when that might be one small portion that they can run this race, physically run this race quicker than you, but there's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Number five, approach things realistically. So we love the word perspective.
Yes, we do.
Focus actually. On what you can control, not the external. Don't blame different variables that, you know, are not in your control. Focus on yourself.
It's a waste of your energy and stress to think about variables that you can't. I know it's so fucking, so much easier said than done, but stressing about variables you have no control over while there are so many variables you can control,
yep.
waste of headspace.
Well, on that note, don't sit in the corner either hoping that something will magically happen. Don't cross your fingers and go, yep, it'll just happen.
Yep.
Nothing changes.
If nothing changes.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get that tattooed as well.
And then finally, which is a bit of like a side note.
Very serious, genuine.
It could be more than just a rut or a rough patch. It could be something deeper that it's gone past managing yourself.
Yeah, and it's just been on the sideline for a little bit too long and you haven't quite recognised it or accepted it or admitted it, and that's
say
more than
fine.
Once
again, if a guy who's got 180,000 followers on TikTok can do it...
Last time you said that was 160,000.
Yes, I know, it's going great. If a guy with 180,000 TikTok followers can go and get help, you can too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not anything to be ashamed about. Just do it.
I'm no special person. I'm no different.
No. I was going to sort of say that, and also, importantly, don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Oath. Robbo, mate.
Absolutely. Brownie, fuck me.
Important, important stuff.
I actually really like this episode.
I think it's...
good intro, a few laughs.
Yeah. I think it's something that everyone goes through, probably.
I think it's inevitable.
A couple times every couple months.
Maybe less than that. Depending. Some people once a year, some people once a week.
Ruts can be big, they can be small, medium, you know, it's just little things.
Recognise, identify, make small changes, celebrate wins, approach realistically, and it may be more than just a little rough patch.
Love it.
We love it, mate.
Sum it up. Well, wrap it up.
You did, I did.
Yep. I was gonna say,
wrap it up. Big thank you to everyone. Especially Stu, you know who you are. Yeah, we love you, mate. You're one of our biggest fans.
Well, Travis Head was our bloke of the week, but I reckon Stu's
up there.
Stu's up there.
We won't disclose any more information about him without his consent.
Thank you for everyone for sharing, as usual. The thought of the week went nuts.
Thought of the week went really well. And if you're not following us on Instagram, the more followers we have, the more money we can. I'm joking. more followers we have, the more support we get, the more encouraging it is.
There's been a few messages this week with the Dr. V cans.
Yeah,
bottles.
That's actually.
Everyone's getting on board, so that's #bloke for 20% off. I'll say it one more time. Bloke, not blokes.
Yeah.
#bloke, 20% off, free shipping. Get one for Christmas, you know. Granddad will love the vodka and Dr. V, I promise you.
He doesn't promise you anything.
And let's hope the stonks go well this week, mate.
Yeah, and we hope everyone has as I said last week, whenever you watch this fantastic week, night, if you're going through any shit patches, you're going for a rough patch at the moment, I genuinely, genuinely hope you can see light at the end of the tunnel and work towards feeling a whole lot better.
And as we said before, it's a break time coming up, so enjoy your break.
Yep, we'll hopefully get another episode out before the break, but...
celebrate the small win of the break.
Shit, yeah, relax.
Reflect.
And don't fucking commit to everyone and everything if you don't feel like you want to and haven't found time for yourself.
Bloody oath, Robbo.
Rowdy.
As always, mate.
You go.
Don't say it.
3, 2, 1. Bloke to bloke. 3, 2, 1. Thanks for tuning in, you fed income legends.
For more bloke to bloke content, jump on our Instagram page and show us some love.